Good evening. Excellent team victory tonight. Obviously, we feel good about what we accomplished. As a football team, the offense coming out and getting that first score on the board, and really the defense breaking the game open with the takeaways. Clearly a dominant victory. But with that, we feel we're glad that this three-game stretch is over. Three division games this early in the season has been a real challenge, and I love the way our football team has responded to that. We have a lot of work to do. We'll take the weekend to get our players rested and get in here Monday and get ready for Miami. So a lot of positive things. Very, very, very proud of our guys getting it done on a short week and getting it done in a big fashion tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
After all the questions about the running game this week, was it nice to see that get rolling tonight?
I don't think like you do. So it was an excellent victory tonight. Run game was part of it. So, I thought we ran the ball well.
Mike, was there any conscious decision not to run any out of the shotgun after the talk this week about where he fits? None of his carries were out of shotgun, that's why I asked.
No. We ran our offense tonight. No. It's, no.
What kind of a tone setter is it to have Eddie rip off those two big runs early like he did?
Yeah, I mean, it's it started with the game plan, and that was our lead run going into the game, and I thought the offensive line did a good job apexing it. You know, they were bringing a force defender down. You know, 22 Harrison's an excellent player, and Eddie did a great job with his course. Reed broke tackles, and I thought he was a beast in the open field. So, was blocked well, and Eddie ran very well.
What do you think of Pepper's tonight? I mean, outside of even the interception, but he had some
pressure. Well, I think Gilles played well from what I saw. I think the record that he set tonight is unique. You know, the first player in the history of the National Football League to have 10 interceptions and 100 sacks. So I think that's a great indication of what a special player he is.
This is kind of your formula, isn't it? You can get a lead, let the pass rush go ahead and get some turnovers, and
it's definitely the preferred. Yeah, I like the way it went tonight. Yeah, I'll take this.
What do you think about you promoted Robinson from the practice squad, and he had the pressure on Pepper's picket? I'm not sure how much you can see a guy from.
Yeah, I'm very happy for Luther. Just you watch what the young man did starting in training camp, and his work on the practice squad, and you didn't have the opportunity tonight to make a play like that. So. It's always a little special when a young man steps up and gets an opportunity and takes advantage of it.
Mike, you said you were glad this three-game stretch was over. Can you remember when you saw the schedule come out last April? This stretch, did September catch your attention? Can you talk about what your thoughts were when you first saw this demanding start?
Oh, definitely. I mean, to have you got first five games, and really we consider this the first quarter of the season, so to have three division games that are really all in a row and really with two new coaching staff. So that obviously caught our attention. And, we did a lot of preparation work in the spring in May and June. I thought our quality control coaches did a great job throughout the preseason. And, coaches did a very good job with the preliminary game plan. So we knew it was going to be a tough stretch going in. We went 2-1, in that stretch. And, so – here we are. We have another tough stretch going to Miami and home against Carolina, and going down to New Orleans. So we got another three-game stretch, two on the road again. So that's what we got to get ready for.
Mike, did you give any thought, or how did you handle keeping guys in this game when you have a big margin of victory? The obvious question would be playing late in the game, coming off the groin injury 2 weeks ago. How do you make those decisions?
We have 46 players. There's so many different things going on the sidelines. Guys are nicked, and so it's a challenge. You can't just pull everybody out. I mean, it's not like the preseason. So,
did you see anything specifically before the Nelson touchdown to call that play? Because obviously he broke wide open.
It's just part of game plan. It was a play we were looking for the right opportunity to call it, and Aaron did a great job with the throw, and Jordy ran a great route. The protection was outstanding, so it's a good, solid football play.
You seem awfully excited about it.
Scored a touchdown. Yeah.
Last one.
Eric McGinn, the second fastest quarterback to 200 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you, and how did you feel about his game overall tonight?
I'm very proud of Aaron. I mean, he's at the point of his career now. It seems like every week or every other week he's breaking a record. So it's just a special player, and you know it's a new season, and got a big win tonight. We got a lot of football ahead of us.